The ranking member of the Senate Budget Committee, Congressman Chris Van Hollen, wants to know how many contractors work for the federal government, but the Congressional Budget Office says it's impossible to count right now. Jeff Neal, Senior Vice President at ICF International, former Chief Human Capital Officer at the Department of Homeland Security, and he writes that knowing the amount of federal contractors won't make a big difference if efficiency is the goal. Jeff, it's great to talk to you. As always, you're writing under the title, How Many Contractors Does the Government Have? On your chiefhro.com blog. And first of all, I don't think anybody that lives in this community is surprised that it's hard to put a number on how many contractors there are. But you write that you would have been stunned if the CBO had said anything other than what they did. Why is that, Jeff? Thanks for being on, as always.
I'm delighted to be here, Francis. Well, the reason I would have been stunned is that we don't know how many contractors there are. And the main reason is the government doesn't buy people. It buys services. And most of the services are bought through things like firm fixed price contracts. And it really doesn't matter to the government how many people a contractor has doing the job. What matters is, are they getting the service they're paying for? Are they getting good quality work? And are they getting it in a timely manner? And if they get the right answers to all of those questions, whether the contractor uses 20 people or 25 people is really not their worry.
You write, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's kind of funny that sometimes you do find folks in the government who want to have it both ways. They want to manage the workforce, and they want to pick how many people they get, and they want to have a say on who the people are, and they want to do all of the things you would do with your own workforce, but using a contractor. And they really can't have it both ways. They need to pick one and use a contractor for something and let the firms they contract with manage that workforce, or use federal.
Is there a way to streamline or to generalize? I think we've lost Jeff Neal there, writing in on his chiefhro.com blog, and we have a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And the topic of his piece is how many contractors does the government have? And he's writing about a request from Congressman Chris Van Hollen, the ranking member of the House Budget Committee, to the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, unable to tell him exactly how many contractors work for the federal government, the size of the contracted workforce. And Jeff writes a number of facts in his blog post. He writes, the government uses a lot of contractors and a lot of civilian employees. He writes, we think we know how many federal employees there are, but we really don't. And he explains why. And we'll talk to him about that when we get him back on the line. Jeff, are you back with us?
I'm back with you. Sorry.
Excellent.
I just got cut off somehow.
I was mentioning that you write in this blog post that there are some facts of which we are sure. And one of them is, we think we know how many federal employees there are, but we really don't. And so if we're not sure how many contractors there are, and we're not really sure how many employees there are, where do we take this discussion to make it constructive, Jeff, where we talk about maybe the outcomes of what these workforces are expected to accomplish vis-a-vis how much they cost, and maybe talk about that more and talk about the raw numbers less? Does that make sense?
It makes absolute sense. You know, when the government's looking at what it's buying, it knows how much it spends. You know, that's not up in the air. We know how much the government spends on its workforce. We know how much it spends on contractors. We don't necessarily know the number of federal employees because there are a lot of non-appropriated fund employees. There are lots of employees in classified agencies where the public never finds out, and many members of Congress never find out how many people they have. So those numbers are up in the air. But we know how much we spend. We know generally what we spend it on, and we should be able to look at what kinds of things we want to accomplish as a government, what we're willing to pay for those things, and what our priorities are, and then make decisions about whether to use federal employees or contractors or a mix, which is the answer in most cases, based on what kind of risk the government assumes by doing that. And if you make good, thoughtful management decisions based on cost and risk, then you can make good decisions and run a good government. And I think that's the kind of thing that taxpayers are most interested in. You know, they want to know that they get what they pay for from their contractors and they get what they pay for from their employees. They care about integrity, and integrity is something I see in government, and I see it on the industry side. You know, they care about that kind of thing, but just the raw numbers, I don't think mean much of anything to most taxpayers. They really just don't care about that. It's something that people outside of Washington probably never pay attention to.
I commend you for completing the picture here, too, because we talk on an ongoing basis about the government employee-contractor dynamic, and you write that government uses a lot of grantees to do government work, and we really don't know how many employees those grantees are using either. So this is a picture that's likely to never be complete. You have a list of a couple of things here that you put down as your opinion. Using only federal employees is not going to happen, and using only federal employees should not happen.
Right. I think it's not going to happen because to replace all of the grantees and all the contractors, the government would end up having to hire hundreds of thousands or a million or more federal employees. That's not going to happen. And there are things the government does well and things the government doesn't do so well. There are areas where the government can't really effectively compete for talent right now. And then there are areas where the work is really temporary. You're going to be doing something for a year, and then you're not going to be doing it anymore. And going out and staffing up the government for temporary needs is kind of silly. So there are a lot of cases where we really should not use federal employees. So that mix of feds and contractors and grantees is going to be there for a long time. It's the way that the government gets work done. It's probably the best way to get government work done. And you can debate around the edges about how many contractors you should have or how many grantees you should have or how many federal employees you should have. You can debate all those things, but nobody's going to argue that you should do all the work with contractors or do all the work with federal employees or do all the work with grantees. That just doesn't make sense. And the other one thing I want to mention is that those grantee employees and those contractor employees are a vital part of our economy. You know, the firms that the government contracts with and the non-government organizations they give grants to and the governments they give grants to provide jobs. And if you just did away, you know, with a million jobs, it would have a devastating effect on the economy.